WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
See, back in the day, I was too young and stupid to really understand, but now I'm too rich and too old to give a damn. But I understand why this company, why TKO sends you, your beltless ass, to Jimmy Fallon. It's because you're safe. And you're boring, and you're plastic, and you're saccharine, and you're manufactured. And me, I'm dangerous, because you never know what I'm going to do or what I'm going to say. Why is it that I can film half a dozen television shows and movies and never miss a goddamn day, but you use it as a crutch to not show up, and somehow these people are going to boo me when I give them the news that you're not here? You know I'm right. And when you do bother to show up, you show up late, you gleefully leave early, and you puff your chest around in the back like you're The Rock. At least The Rock is a Hollywood superstar. Oh, I'm sorry. Was a Hollywood superstar. Just like you, Roman, were a champion, but that fairy tale is long over, because this is pro wrestling and not cinema. See, my bloated cousin isn't on the board of directors. I don't surround myself with wise men and advocates and yes men who want to protect myself from the truth. No, my daddy wasn't a pro wrestler who gave me a favor job because I sucked at football. No, I have paid my dues, and I have earned and deserved everything I bust my ass for. And you are just a buck-toothed nepo baby who ate dog food for a weird old man. And that weird old man for years treated me like a dog, and he expected me to smile. But I had FU money, so I took that and my dignity and I left. And that's why you hate me. It's because you can't control me like you control some of the people, like you control your cousins and your family. They can't control me. Are we having fun yet? See, be careful what you wish for. When people ask me for a pipe bomb without understanding what it means, this is what you get. Roman, you can brag about how many times you've been in the main event of WrestleMania, but if me or anybody else were afforded as many opportunities as you have and sucked at the first eight of them so spectacularly bad, we'd be fired and blackballed. But you can't blackball me. They can't blackball me. And listen up. I can gleefully stand on the bridge and blow it up, because, bitch, I know how to swim. And you would think I'm done, but I'm not, because everybody's getting it tonight. Pat McAfee! You buggy-whipped arm, no-brain hillbilly. You think you can come here to the business, my business of pro wrestling, and run your mouth while you just wrote a check that your narrow ass can't cash. You want to talk about ticket sales? Do me a favor. Call up that agent that was foolish enough to shoehorn you into this business and this show and tell him to lower the ticket prices. I'll be damned if I'm going to have you, somebody who kicked a football for a living, come to my business and talk to me about selling tickets and putting asses in seats. You got a receipt coming to you. Houston, lower the ticket prices, because I want all these families to come and watch me stand on Roman Reigns' throat at WrestleMania, because my name is CM Punk, and I have approved this message.
I am the producer.
That's the new word.
I mean, somebody had to say it. Like, good on him.
Oh, man. Coming to your marketing emails this week, Pipe Bomb prices. All-time low WrestleMania ticket prices. Get yours now with the code Pipe Bomb.
I mean,
because
it's almost like it was planned.
I'm just joking. That's probably not going to be a thing. But if it is, you heard it here first, because that would be a promotional tool if I ever heard one.
If I was WWE marketing, I would be on that shit so fast. Like, not even a joke. Like, I would legitimately be like, I would have heard that and be like, hey, I got an idea. Let's do it. Let's run with it.
I immediately tweeted that out. I was like, this is perfect. It's a perfect opportunity to do it. It's a marketer's dream.
It is. Like, he legitimately handed the marketer's dream to them. Like, it's perfect. It's like, God damn it, Punk. How dare you?
We had fee-free Fridays. Let's just do the pipe bomb prices. Cut them for free. Cut them half off. Do it.
I mean, fuck. We're 2 weeks from Mania. Just do it. Just cut the prices. Just do it.
One, you would win some fans over, and two, it's great marketing. And then it would make Ari Emanuel look like a genius.
Right?
And that's what he wants. Anyway, this is the Raw Poster. Presents always by MPG Films. YouTube.com/MPG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. Just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockstock or Lin Zeman in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. That was a hell of a promo by CM Punk. He sold the match that didn't need to be sold any longer, but he sold it some more. Gave the real history. Took some shots at the superstar known as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Uh-oh, could the final boss make an appearance? Is he coming, Chad? Is he inbound?
Is the final boss incoming? Will The Rock retort? I mean, if this WrestleMania doesn't have enough celebrities, like, we might as well get Dwayne The Rock Johnson as a celebrity. I mean, come on. We have WrestleMania full of celebrities. It's never been done before. Ever.
Nope.
Not a one WrestleMania has had a celebrity on it. Like, okay, this is the dumbest thing I've seen. Because someone AI'd a new WrestleMania poster with Jelly Roll and Pat and whoever else they're going to throw in for celebrities, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the poster. It's like, have you not watched the WrestleMania where they use celebrities at all on the show?
It's WrestleMania. They always have celebrities on the show. That's part of it.
Like,
that's tradition at this point, that like somebody's gonna turn up.
Like, just so we're all clear, it's okay that they use celebrity. It's what they do. This year they're just telling you, hey, guess what, they're actually gonna be there. And yes, I did notice that Pat was doing the eyebrow in his cover shot for the graphic. But this year, they're just telling you that they're going to be there. They're going to have some involvement. They're telling the story, good or bad, but they're telling the story. You got Lil Yachty, Pat McAfee. They've teased things with Tom Brady. They've teased stuff with Jelly Roll. Celebrities going to play a big part, and that's okay. But anyway, this promo was good.
This was a very strong opening to the show. And again, it sold something that didn't need to be sold, but I'm so down for this, because this is kind of like, this is what I've been waiting for in this feud. And it was a little slow to start. And again, they didn't need to do a lot to sell it, but it's like, you've been waiting for like that fire from Punk. And we've been seeing it the last couple weeks, which is when we should see it, because they're going into WrestleMania. But this was an excellent, excellent promo. As only he can do. And yeah, no notes. Lower the fucking ticket prices. No notes.
So I hope people took notice in the promo when he kind of went into business for himself. Everyone knew what he was going to say, but there was a moment you could tell he went into business for himself.
Yeah, he hesitated.
No, watch him take the microphone. He took the branding off the microphone. Halfway through that pipe bomb, he took the raw, like, whatever you want to call it, whatever that thing's called, off the mic.
The mic cover.
The mic cover. And just dropped it and cut his promo, putting it all on him and not the company. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, you can't tell me that some of that or a majority of that wasn't planned.
Oh, it was all planned.
And it was all approved. Like, nothing he said in that promo went against the company grain, I promise you. They're out there reading social. They know what's being said, right? They're seeing people's pain points, and they're hearing everybody say the same thing, especially the comment on the ticket prices. That's nothing new. That has been on the internet now for over a year. So, like, that's not anything that's revolutionary or different. A lot of people have been bitching about it. We've bitched about it on this show multiple times. So, like, I'm sure while the actual promo was not pre-written and he was not told to say that, it was basically, this is what I'm going to hit, and they were like, cool.
And this is the only way for the voices in the back to get the voices in the offices to hear real feedback.
Yeah, because
Triple H can't say lower the prices, because you look at the bottom line, they're selling tickets. They sold 12,000 tickets tonight at the prices. They sold 17,000 last week. Like,
but the question is that trending up? Is that holding, or is that trending down? And that is what we don't. I mean, I'm sure we could probably pull year over year. And if you really wanted to dig that data out, you could. But that is the question, especially as the economy continues to do what it's doing, and people are losing their jobs and everything else. If that's going to hold, because at some point they are going to price themselves out, or they're going to price themselves into a state that they are not going to see those numbers in the future. And that is a concern, because affordability is a big factor, especially for something that is like purely entertainment.
But that's not my point. It can't be Nick Khan and Triple H saying it. The boys have to say it on TV to get the point across. Because Hunter can't go back and lower the prices, because he's just sold 17,000 tickets. Like, someone else has to say it. That's where I was going with it. But yes, they are. It is all trending down.
Yeah,
for the most part.
And that's Hunter's way of telling the office through the boys, to your point, that they need to do something, because Punk's promo was incredibly topical, right? Like, it's very apparent. Hunter saw the reaction to Pat.
Yeah,
company saw the reaction to Pat.
They sent Cody out to retort it on SmackDown because they saw the reaction. Yeah,
it didn't work.
It's trending. Yes, prices, the tickets are trending down year over year. They are trending down, but they're making more money because prices are higher, so they're still making money.
But it's the balance.
It's the balance, right. And that's all I really want to talk about, ticket price, because we're not that type of show.
Right. But like, to go back to it, it's the promo was very topical. It was planned. It was still incredibly good.
Yeah,
and I think that's what made it good, was because it was topical. Like, he was talking about Pat McAfee, which all of that blew up on Friday, and it's Monday, and they had the weekend to see basically the internet rip that shit to shreds.
And he was very clever with how he caught what name. Amy called him.
Yep.
Very clever.
Yep. But no,
so we'll see how Pat reacts tomorrow.
Right? Future feud between CM Punk and Pat McAfee, we'll have to see. But no, like, calling out The Rock, calling out Roman, that was really good, because, you know, again, they are potentially setting the stage.
And the old man. Can't forget about the old man he talked about.
And he was very smart about how he talked about the old man.
Mm-hmm.
But like, calling out Dwayne is smart, because it's, you're setting the stage potentially for Dwayne to roll up as the final boss on WrestleMania, where he could potentially screw over Punk. Kind of setting the stage of a Punk, you know, putting Punk back into that sort of like anti-hero character that he's so good at. Because he's kind of been go along, get along corporate Punk. He's just been sort of cruising for a while. But we could see a bit of that rebellious streak come out in him if Dwayne decides to roll up.
I heard it right away, Lamance. It was like, you heard the line. It's like, oh, he said he went that way. Okay. All right. Anyway, that was a great way to start off Monday Night Raw. Speaking of celebrities, though. social media sensations. I Show Speed was backstage, and he ran into Danhausen.
The other social media sensation.
He wants to be uncursed.
He does.
He wanted help to get uncursed. He wanted Pierce to help. It wasn't going to be a thing. And then, you know, Adam Pierce told the show, you should just go. And then the tag team champion showed up, The Vision. Everyone in WWE hates you, but you'll be safe with us. So you can't go to the parking lot. It's Houston. You won't be safe. It's not NXT, Logan Paul. He might be safe.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. But he brings them to ringside with them, as it was LA Knight, Austin Theory, one-on-one. Was Austin Theory getting the win over LA Knight after I Show Speed got involved and the Usos and all the things happened? Lots of distractions. I Show Speed got chased around the ring. He got in the ring, got pulled out, slid out, and that allowed the victory to happen. Then afterwards, Speed was left in the ring with the Usos and LA Knight. He was going to get one deed after the fans start chanting, "You fucked up." But he got pulled out. Then LA Knight took the microphone, told the Vision and Speed to not go anywhere because, well, he has something to say. He called out Adam Pearce. He said Speed cost the Usos the tag titles. You cost me this match tonight. And he suggested that at WrestleMania, it'll be a 6-man tag team match. LA Knight and the Usos, who ditched their new theme in 1 week, to take on Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and I Show Speed. Adam Pearce made it official by saying, I told you to go home, but now I Show Speed. You are going to WrestleMania.
WWE was on the internet this week. Like, goddamn, they were reading the reactions this week, because, you know, Punk's promo, the Usos ditching their theme, like, damn, they were like, oh, we are not going in a good direction. Oh dear. Well, guess we'll have to take care of it.
Guess no, we will sure have. But yeah, because the music wasn't that great. I mean, it was okay, but they weren't eating, so they want them to eat now. So you use the music they eat to, because everyone knows the rhythm of the eating. That's the deal.
If it's over, you push it. And that's what they know. If it's over, you push it. But no. Like, this was good. This was solid. I think I Show Speed's doing a great job.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Like, he's selling the hell out of it. He's convincing. I love the stuff with Danhausen. It's very entertaining. Very amusing. LA Knight showing up on his stream.
Nice.
Was a nice touch. So yeah, I think this is going along nicely. I think they're doing a good job with it.
Go check out on the socials. Danhausen visited WWE headquarters.
Oh, God.
It is fantastic.
I would expect nothing less.
It was going to be Finn Balor versus J.D. McDonagh, but Dominic attacked Finn as he was coming to the ring. It eventually led to Dom hitting Balor with the AAA Mega Championship and a chair. He choked him with the chair, and they stood over Finn Balor. Later in the night, there was a promo package with Finn doing an interview, and they teased something I've been saying for 6 weeks now. Dom made a mistake. He's an awakened something inside Finn Balor that he didn't think would be awoken again. And they teased it. A demon is coming.
I mean, if they're going to do it, WrestleMania is the place.
Which means, booking-wise, the demon match should be closer to the end of the show.
That place is going to pop the fuck off.
Mainly because you need... Mainly because they need darkness.
Yeah, they need that. They need it to be dark. Or I can see that being like the semi-main.
It has to be like the semi-main for the entrance.
Yeah, because we all remember WrestleMania in San Francisco, where The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt came out in daylight, and it just did not work nearly as well as it should have. So after that fiasco, it's no. Must have darkness. Requires darkness.
Mug Cole was interviewing AJ Lee. The interview got crashed by Becky Lynch. She mocked Cole for being the worst announcer and interviewer. He walked away. So it was Becky and AJ. Becky talked about AJ Lee's last WrestleMania, how she gave her a fake hug backstage because she was just there, you know, because she was still in NXT. She was an upstart. And then you quit because you saw me as your replacement. AJ told her to shut up and said, "I'm proud of you because everything you've done in this business and the locker room. You made history. But none of it would have happened without me breaking down those barriers, knocking down those doors. And after 11 years, the fans never forgot me, and the office kept calling. So you didn't do the job you were supposed to do." And then she talked about being everyone's favorite wrestler's she's everyone's every wrestler's favorite wrestler, and how it's also your daughter's favorite wrestler, which they hit that line again, and Becky continues to be pissed at that. Good promo, good interview segment. It hit the point they've hit before. They all encapsulated that the story is told. We just gotta get there.
Yeah, they're just putting little like accoutrement on it now, as it were. Like it's built, it's sold, we're there. But yeah, just you know, a little bit here and there, just to keep it going for another week.
It was Bayley Lash Legend on Monday Night Raw. Bayley got the win, yet Charlotte and Alexa get involved. All sorts of shenanigans. Lyra helped Bayley win. Solid. Got to the point. You had no Bella involvement because they mentioned in hyping the match that Nikki is recovering from an ankle injury and she's hoping to be ready for WrestleMania.
In quotations, recovering.
No, she did sprain her ankle. I believe it's 10 days ago on SmackDown. It was not this Friday. It was the previous Friday SmackDown. She twisted her ankle, sprained her ankle, and she was in a walking boot for a bit, for a few days. So she's hoping to get cleared next week. So it could come down to a few days, but she should be ready for WrestleMania, which is why last week when there was physical involvement, she kind of wasn't involved in the physicality, which is fine.
She's like, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, let's see. Not CM Punk. Seth Rollins came to the ring. He waited 6 months for people to sing his song. He wanted to know why Gunther entered a business relationship with Paul Heyman.
Did they listen to the show?
I mean, probably. Rollins said he had two missions in his head. He said he was taking back the world title and putting an end to the Vision. He said that with Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed injured, he knew Heyman would find someone to defend him. So he put Brock Lesnar on a silver platter for Oba. Femi called him the future. Seth Rollins said it's business for Gunther, but it's very personal for him. Gunther came into the ring. You heard the crowd getting excited. As he entered the ring, goes for a sleeper. Rollins countered. Gunther escaped it. Rollins went for the boot. He escaped. Rollins went for a dive. Gunther stopped it. Producers run out. They had to be pulled apart. Rollins screamed in the ring. Gunther went to the back. Paul Heyman approached him. Heyman said he didn't know why he did what he did for Rollins. What he did to Rollins when they didn't have any personal issues that he knew of, but he owes him a big thank you. Gunther said it's very personal to him as well. Gave Paul Heyman a handshake, then pulled him close. You owe me much more than a very big thank you. There's your details. Pretty stock standard.
This is obviously going further. This is going to be more than what is being told at WrestleMania because we're, you know, a week away at this stage and they're not going to reveal those details. So this is potentially setting up, which is what I figured last week when all this went down, probably Gunther and Brock at SummerSlam, and Gunther is going to ask for Brock at SummerSlam or sooner from Heyman. And that's what he's going to extract from Heyman.
He wants Brock's career at SummerSlam.
Yeah. That's what he's going to ask for. And this will be the setup is I will take care of Seth Rollins for you, but you're going to do something big for me. And Heyman has agreed to do that. How Brock takes that, whether Brock agrees to it, we'll have to see. Because it could conceivably be perceived as a betrayal by Heyman of Brock for basically promising Gunther Brock's career.
Well, he didn't actually promise. He did not agree.
He didn't agree. Yet.
He just owes him, but we'll see.
But Heyman's not a stupid man.
No.
And he knows what Gunther's MO is right now. So, you know, he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
So it could be, on Brock's part, it could be perceived as a betrayal. But we'll have to see if that's actually the case.
Penta, Dragon Lee, Javon Evans took on the Americanos. Solid match with Penta, Dragon Lee, and Javon Evans getting the win. OG Cutter for the win. OG Cutter is going to do it off the ladder to someone. I can already see it.
There's going to be stupidity involved. I can't wait. Please be safe, gentlemen. Please be safe.
It's going to be one of the big letters, too, and he's going to do this big OG cutter on somebody.
Basically.
It's going to give them a new highlight video.
Just be safe, boys.
Rey Mysterio came out. Rey said that the ladder match has the potential to be one of the best ladder matches in WrestleMania history. And he talked to Adam Pearce, because I missed WrestleMania last year. But this ladder match is missing one person, and it's Rey Mysterio. And Penta was like, let's make history. So congratulations, everyone. Rey Mysterio's career ends in WrestleMania in a ladder match. Because who knows if he's going to make it out 100% again.
This happened, and I was sitting here, and I was like, what the fuck? You were supposed to be fighting Gunther. Yeah, I guess Ray didn't want to be retired by Gunther. That's exactly right. He's like, nah, I'm not going to give him that one. He's got Cena. He's got Styles. He doesn't need me. I'm going to go out doing something idiotic. And here we go. I mean, honestly, I can't complain about this. I would rather see Ray go out in a ladder match if that's the case.
I'm not saying it's his last.
Retired by Cooper.
I was saying because he's going to get injured. I'm not that he's actually retiring.
Well, we're going to hope he doesn't get injured. But I mean, he could be retiring. We don't know.
We'll see.
Okay. Hypothetically, our favorite word on this network, hypothetically, if it is the case that he is going to retire, I would rather see him go out like this, truthfully, than anything else. Because, like, the whole Gunther thing is just, I am not enamored with the Gunther career killer gimmick as a whole. And so I don't want him to become the retirement guy. I would rather see other people get that opportunity, because especially for big names like Ray, it's... You could have someone like Penta put him over, or, you know, retire him.
That's going to be Dom.
I mean, if you want to have Dom do it, that's perfectly apropos. Like, I would be down for that.
Dom, but give
that to somebody who could use it.
Dom takes the mask at the end. That's what you would do whenever that happens. Yeah. Speaking of Dom, though. Continue. One last point.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of Dom, he was backstage. He wondered what Finn was talking about with the rest of Judgment Day. McDonald's like, don't worry about it. Mentioned Rey Mysterio. So they went to go talk about to Adam Pearce how to take out Rey Mysterio. Because he's in the ladder match and so does JD. So Liv and Roxanne were talking and Roxanne shows up. She told Raquel to go give us a moment because we got to talk. So she brought up, you know, hey, I know Finn brought you here, but then he turned his back on us, so we need to get on the same page kind of thing. Before they could really get into the issues, Stephanie Vaquer showed up and attacked Liv, throwing her into the television, leaving her laying.
Ow.
Earlier in a video interview, she mentioned, you'll never see it coming. And boy, she didn't see that one coming. It was a nice teaser, nice way to set that up. So, good stuff. It's just pushing the match forward because you can't do the promo battle, so you have to do the video interview and then physicality, and it's working.
It is working, yeah. They're being very clever about how they're building the feud, which is good. I will say Stephanie going for Dom's soul in her interview was not something I expected. It was fantastic, though. Like, basically, she more or less called him a little bitch, and so that was fantastic. She didn't say those exact words, but she
called her a bitch. She called her a bitch, yeah.
No, him. Him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Wasn't Dom a part of Judgment Day when Finn brought out the demon against Edge at WrestleMania? Was he?
I mean, he would have been, because Dom was adopted by Rhea and Damian. And so that was pre-Finn. So Dom would have been in the Judgment Day at that point. But was he active or was he injured?
I'm not sure. He probably was.
He was in the group for sure, but he might have been injured. Hold on.
Yeah, he was. He was a part of it. So he knew. I had to think, but I'm looking through the notes. He was a part of it because he turned on Ray and then joined the group. So yeah, he was a part of it. But again, you gotta play dumb. Sometimes you just gotta play dumb. That's what good heels do. Asuka cut a promo on Io Sky, which will probably set up their match at WrestleMania. But it was Rhea Ripley and Io Sky taking on B-Fab and Meechan. Rhea and Io got the win. But then after the match, Jay Cargill attacked Io Sky. They took down Rhea. They held Rhea in the corner. And they were teasing, they were jaw-jacking back and forth. Rhea was like, hit me. And then instead of hitting her, she hit Io with a kendo stick and then left her laying with Jada as Rhea had to watch the entire thing. Angle was fine. It sets the stage. Again, setting the stage. Simple stuff. What was Jade wearing?
An outfit? A giant red furry outfit? I don't know. It was fashion, Rock. It's fashion.
That's fashion. Okay.
But to go to the point of them beating up Io and Rhea, that was fantastic.
That was good. It was, again, yeah, felt the beatdown should have been worse. I mean, with everything, you can't really go too far. And
I feel like if you're going to do a full-on, beatdown, you do that the week of WrestleMania, because then that puts them in doubt. But this is just sort of basically, like, a warning, like, we're going to toy with you, and then if you still have the balls to show up, then we're going to beat you up.
Also surprised Asuka, well, Asuka didn't come out because they were focusing on the champion instead of the other. As great as Asuka Io is going to be, low priority. They did the video interview to set it up rather than in-ring, because on the scale of WrestleMania, it's probably going to be a middle-show match, be good, but they're not. It's not one of the main attractions, so low priority. Because...
Yeah, like,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to second that, that Asuka didn't need to be involved. There was no reason for her to really be there, because I'm not sure what she would have done, other than joined in on the beatdown, and then now you have to get everybody involved, right? So...
Because that becomes 5-on-2 instead of 3-on-2.
Yeah. So this was a much better presentation, and it's proving out, and this is no offense to Asuka, but like this is proving out that Jade's group views Io and Rhea as the threats in this, because they are. So it's, we're going to take care of you, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if we don't see confrontation between Jade and Asuka at some point, either on SmackDown or on Raw.
But to have a Mania match that gets set up the week of Mania seems a bit rushed. Do you think it makes it on the Mania card? Well, they've been teasing tension for weeks. That's more than a week of setup. And two, I would like to go back in time. Let's go back to the Wayback Machine. Everyone join me. Ready? Let's go back to the Attitude Era, right? Buzzword Attitude Era. Let's go back to WrestleMania 17.
Okay.
It was 6 days before WrestleMania. Kurt Angle didn't have a match, and he challenged Chris Benoit to a match. Or I believe it was. 6 days before. They've done it. They've made Mania matches 6 days before, where there really wasn't much of a story behind them, and they make the show.
Yeah.
So, and that was, they were peaking at that point. Peaking in popularity. Peaking in everything. And they were making matches 6 days before. It happens, and on a 6-14 match show, you're not going to have, everything's not going to get the big promotion. Some matches are going to be there to be there. And yes, I think it makes the Mania card, especially if they're planning on doing 7-7. Because right now we're technically at 13, so to even out the show, you do 7-7. If it doesn't, and it's the night after WrestleMania, then so be it. If it's next week on Raw, then so be it. But I believe it makes the show. We'll see. But then you had your main event segment, and by golly, the internet, Triple H came to the ring with Adam Pearce to set the stage for the contract signing for Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman did his big introduction for Brock Lesnar. He's in the ring. Oba does his strut to the ring. Mox, Lesnar shuffle. And then they start to brawl. They're brawling in the ring. They push each other through a table. Continue to fight. Security is pulling them apart. They're throwing the office chairs back and forth as the show goes off the air. You knew it was going to end into a brawl and no contract signing when they rolled the credits as Brock was walking to the ring. That was my favorite part.
It was good. It was really good. Like, you knew shit was going down when they were rolling credits.
So
you're like, oh boy.
So you know this Oba thing is working. Fans are chanting his name, and the strut is taken off.
It's everything you could ever want. Because it's something that people can do, and it doesn't cost them any money, right? And they can do it along with them. You can do the strut as you're in the crowd, and everybody can mimic it. It's exactly like the yeet. Exactly like it. Except, you know, less, you know, yeety. But you can do it at home. You can do it in the crowd. You can do it wherever you want. You can put it out on social media. You can do... It's universal, which is what you want.
It's
and
TikTok.
It's marketable.
It's TikTok worthy, because you could just put it on, you can go viral, do the Oba Femi strut on TikTok, and everyone will do it.
And if they're smart, what they do is during WrestleMania week, it show us your strut on TikTok, show us your strut on Instagram or whatever social media you're on, but show us your best Oba strut and put it out on social and start a trend with it and get people to interact and get involved with it. And it's a great way to promote the show of getting people and doing their best Oba strut.
Set up the entranceway at the WWE World if we're just to do the Oba strut. Be perfect. Get everyone to do the entrance.
And you can do it at home too. Like, that's the thing. You don't just...
Yeah.
You do it at Fan Access, but you also encourage people to do it at home. And it's a way to get the show out there, get word out about it, get it trending, continue to keep people interested in it, get new people interested in it, and see if you can't get it to take off. Because stuff like that, if you can get it to take off and you can get it to go viral, you could potentially put new eyeballs on your product, which is what they want. But it also helps to get Oba over even further than he already is. And here's the thing. If he beats Brock, that will be huge for him.
Congrats to the Michigan Wolverine.
Oh, did they win?
They just won.
Wow, go them.
Second national championship in school history.
Damn.
But that was Monday Night Raw.
That was, in fact, Monday Night Raw, a fantastic show.
I'm sorry for the wrestling people out there. The wrestling was limited.
Did they have their stopwatches out? Do we have the time yet?
I think there's going to be stopwatches out. But this Thursday on The Rack, we're going to talk all about wrestling that people on the internet liked. Thursday night, 10.
It almost got a 10.
It almost got 10.
That's right. We're going to be talking NXT Stand and Deliver. We're going to be giving our thoughts on the show, reviewing it, letting you know who won, who lost. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, WrestleMania week kicks off as the boys on CB Radio give their picks for WrestleMania. Sunday night, a full preview of WrestleMania on WrestleTalk Radio. The Rack, the following Thursday, will have a full preview. We'll be live after day one. We'll be live after day two with WrestleTalk Radio. We have a full review. The Rack will review day two in its normal time slot. There'll be WrestleMania simulations the Friday before WrestleMania in WWE 2K26. Lots of content coming right here at twitch.tv/WTLive. But we'll be back next Monday night when Raw ends to talk about it right here on the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. Not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button. Subscribe for free, or just click it in general. You can use credit card Rock and Sock or
Vince Inward.
In the Fortnite item shop, Brappa Game Store, when you buy Brain Rot, Looney Tunes, Phineas and Ferb, Hercules at one point, Toy Story soon. Because we're hashtag epic partners.
Gosh, I'm going to get dunked on by a kid dressed as Buzz Lightyear.
To infinity! And beyond.
Oh my god. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSDRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward. You can follow me on youtube.com/@SimpleLinsward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Linsward0.
Or run over by like a pizza wagon or something. I don't know. It's all coming. This has been a show presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Stand and Deliver review on The Rack, and we're right back here along their ways over the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here. Twitch.tv/WTR Live.
WildTalkRadio.com.